The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Now offering 5 years free servicing on every new 142 Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.
And this, what we're going to talk about now, in a way, it's another remarkable woman and a woman who couldn't be more different. Later this week, the Galway Film Flash sees the premiere of a new documentary about the life of the IRA woman, Mairead Farrell, who died aged 31 in 1988.
Good evening. British soldiers in Gibraltar have shot dead three suspected IRA terrorists. It's believed the two men and a woman were on a bombing mission in the British colony. Later, a car bomb was found near the governor's residence. It's thought the target was a British army parade. The bomb was destroyed with a controlled explosion.
That was the ITE news clip of the time. Mairead Farrell, An Unfinished Conversation is a new documentary, and the woman behind it is with me now. Brianna Nic Iarmida is a filmmaker and professor of Irish Studies at Notre Dame University in the United States. And Brianna, thank you very much indeed for coming in to us this afternoon. And of course, that SAS shooting of the three unarmed IRA members, of which Mairead Farrell was one at the time, they were unarmed. They were on a bombing mission. I know I annoyed a lot of people by saying she was planting a bomb. She wasn't planting a bomb at that particular time, but she was on a bombing mission. They were unarmed. Their bodies brought back to Belfast. I don't know whether people remember, but it was the most awful time. The two British soldiers driving into the funeral, the lynching of those two soldiers, I suppose, at the time, the fear, Michael Stone, yeah, of course. It was probably one of the bleakest and most worrisome times in the Troubles, and she was this central figure in it, Mairead Farrell.
Absolutely, Anya. I make the point in the documentary, standing in Milltown Cemetery, 27 years on from those events, and I was there that day at the funeral, because obviously I knew Mairead before she was killed. I'd been interviewing her for a book on women prison conditions. I knew she was as dedicated then as she had been 14 years or 10 years previously, when she planted a bomb in the Conway Hotel. She spent 10 and a half years in jail for that. I knew she was totally dedicated to her beliefs, but I didn't know she'd gone back into the IRA. So when Gibraltar happened and I saw it on the news, like everybody else, I couldn't believe it, you know, because she was this very vibrant person. I got to know her maybe a year and a half before this, in the run-up, and I visited her home in Belfast, her mother's home, and we sat in her kitchen, and I had known of her for many years. It was very interesting, because I was in Trinity in 1975, 76. My best friend there was a girl from Belfast. Her best friend was Mairead Farrell. So I'd heard her name really early back. And the parallels and the differences fascinated me. You know, we were both exactly the same age. We were both from kind of the same background. Her family owned small shops down the Falls Road. My family were small business people. My father was from Armagh and came south. Her mother was from Leitrim and went north. And that paralleled, but I ended up as a writer, as an academic. She ended up in jail on hunger strike and eventually that really brutal death, as you said, which led to the really, I think, the bleakest week, one of the bleakest weeks in Irish history, certainly in recent Irish history. I think Father Alec Reid spoke about that. That day was horrendous. When
But
also, you know, it struck me too, Anya, because we show in the film, we show the dead bodies of Mairead Farrell and Sean Savage shot with her. We also show the dead bodies of the soldiers. And what strikes me is, my God, those bloodied corpses on both sides, they all looked the same. It was absolutely a dreadful time in Irish history, I think. But I think we need to look back. I think we need to remember these things and not go into some sort of amnesia, which I think happened in the South for many years, about what was going on in the North.
And I never met Mairead Farrell, but I remember watching a Channel 4 documentary late one night, flicking channels. And there is this vibrant, charming, funny, very attractive person who also was at the same time, people talk about the hard men. Well, she was a hard woman. I mean, that would be a fair description.
Well, I think
Mairead.
She was an active IRA volunteer for all of her adult life, including the time obviously she was in jail. She was chosen by the women as their leader through the prison, that whole awful prison conflict. I mean, she spent 10 and a half years in Armagh jail. And I went back to Armagh. I'd never been to Armagh when it was actually jail, but we went to visit and film there. And my God, it was palpable, you know, those filthy cells, these grey stones, and to spend that time in there under terrible, terrible conditions. She certainly was, could be described, I think.
Let's hear a short clip, actually, because you recorded some interviews with Mairead talking about being a Republican woman. And here she is talking about her time in jail in Armagh and the women's protest, which is often overlooked, for the return of political status to IRA prisoners.
The Republican movement itself, you know, while it treated us as equals in a certain sense that we were in prison and that, at the same time, they didn't feel that, or not even them, you know, people on the outside in general, society, looked at us as the guards in Armagh, and we shouldn't really be in there, we should be out here and let the men do it, you know. The men are quite capable of doing it and they don't need women to do it. Women aren't supposed to be politically active. We're supposed to be looked after, taken care of. We even thought in the early days that we were an extension. We were always, we're doing this to support the men and the blacks. We're, at the same time, you know, we were on it for political status and we want the political status as much as the men and the blacks.
Mairead Farrell there talking shortly before her death in an interview that you did with her, Brianna. Did you figure her out? Did you figure out the contradiction between this bright, charming, funny woman and this woman who was also a dedicated IRA member and willing to kill for the cause?
Yeah, and also willing to die, as we saw. It's a very difficult thing to get your head around, Áine, you know. And I think really, I suppose, the whole peace process has allowed me to go back and remember and try to put her into context, because I really do believe that she was a product of her environment and a product of the conditions. You know, I don't think there was some aberration, as some people said, something got into the water in West Belfast that turned these people into mass murderers or scumbags or terrorists. I really do think that she was a product of Irish history, you know. And in fact, Tom King, whom we interviewed, who was the Northern Secretary at the time, he actually quotes a journalist from the New York Times who said about her in a review of a documentary that actually I was part in at the time, that to the people of West Belfast she was a patriot, to the British Army and to the British government she was a terrorist, and to her family and friends she was a tragic victim of Irish history.
Well, I look forward to seeing it. You're showing it at the Galway Film Fly. You're also going to be showing it in Belfast and at the IFI. It'll be interesting to see the different reactions you get from all those different audiences. Thank you very much for talking to us about
Thank
her today.
I'm
really looking forward to seeing that. Brianna Nic Iarmadh from Notre Dame University in the United States.